This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The amount of snow collecting on the ground and in the mountains of Colorado is above average for this time of year. Statewide snowpack levels are now around 114% of normal. That's good news for the state, since most places are experiencing moderate drought conditions, or worse. Federal data show the drought has improved slightly in western Denver County. The rest of the county is still in extreme drought. Colorado is making $270 million available to the state's child care providers to help keep their doors open. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The money comes from federal COVID relief aid and will be doled out to eligible providers in installments over the course of 9 months. In announcing the funding, Governor Jared Polis said the goal is to help child care providers weather the challenges of the pandemic and stay open so parents can keep working or going to school. The grant amounts will range from around $1,000 for the smallest providers to more than $150,000 for the largest care centers. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The musical director of the Colorado Springs Philharmonic is retiring. The Gazette reports Josep Caballa Domenech joined the Philharmonic in 2011 after a long search for a new conductor. He plans to step down after the May 2023 concert. He has the second longest tenure as director of the Philharmonic. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, it's 25 degrees. It's 7:06.